Hello and welcome back to part 3, Freedom from Self-Doubt, 3 Fast, Easy Ways to Boost Your Self-Love and Accept Your Magnificence. I'm Kit Fury, creator of this guided self-study program. Please complete either the meditation that's available for you as part of this program, or meditate in a way that is your usual method. But it's important that we begin section 3, part 3, being grounded and centered. So assuming that that is your state in the moment, let's go ahead and begin. Let's start by focusing on the sphere that we have created as part of this program, focusing on the sphere in your mind's eye. Imagine it floating in front of you, the dot in the middle representing everything you're consciously choosing to transform and transmute. The remainder of the sphere is being filled now by your other-than-conscious mind on all levels, known and unknown, across all time, space, dimensions, worlds, and realities, filling your sphere with all limitations and energies lower than a frequency of 432 hertz, the frequency of the zero-point field of stillness, of neutrality, filling the sphere with patterns associated in any way with what we have already covered or will consciously address. Before we conclude our session, we'll be filling you up with resources that resonate at 528 hertz and above, the frequency of unconditional love. So just allow your conscious mind to relax now, knowing that your I Am Presence, your all-knowing self, will do all that will serve you at your highest levels of perfection. How does it get any better than this? What else is possible for you? I'll be directing my I Am Presence to offer a comprehensive selection of energetic shields, clearings, physical support processes, and enlightenment processes from Serenity Vibration Healing. Rather than using a sphere, I will be using the metaphor of a screen to gather up everything that I will be offering to you at the level of your I Am Presence. You will also be placing your sphere onto the screen. So this is a synergistic exercise and clearing. Your job is to add anything you become aware of that's limiting into the dot in your sphere, allowing yourself to place into the sphere with your intent memories that surface, emotions, any patterns that you would like to release from cellular memory, relationship patterns, especially patterns around self-judgment, criticism, beating yourself up, not accepting yourself, feeling that you're not good enough. And as you think of problems and issues while I'm talking, just continue to intend to add them to your sphere. Now for our clearings, let's intend that your I Am Presence will scan all of your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, across all time, space, dimension, worlds, and realities. And as it relates to your physical body, our point of beginning will be the moment of conception, and the end point will be the moment that you transcend this lifetime. So we are literally covering every nanosecond of your existence and any space between those nanoseconds. The approach that we will be taking is to download and put in place perfected divine blueprints, and then directing your other-than-conscious mind on all levels to clear anything that is out of alignment with that. Again, I'm all about leveraging and simplicity, and if we have a perfected divine standard that certainly goes beyond the limits of our subconscious mind, to the highest potential that I can imagine. Now, when we did the grounding meditation, or when you did your own meditation, we invoked the divine. That is an essential first step. If you employ this technique and you go through this exercise on your own, it is important that we define the level of information which we are receiving. Now, I'm going to be moving forward at a rather brisk clip. Remember that your other than conscious mind processes 400 billion bits of data per second. Your conscious mind doesn't need to keep up, doesn't need to understand. So just allow yourself to have this experience. Let's begin by putting our resources in place, intending, requesting now to download from the causal body of Source perfected divine blueprints for the patterns and frequencies of spiritual mastery, bliss, peace, joy, love, significance, and importance, self-worth, self-love, self-trust, compassion for self and others, a sense of knowing that you are lovable and worthy of love, trust, trusting yourself, trusting your knowing, knowing that you are safe, connected, and that you belong. Download now from the causal body of Source all the wonderful and expansive states of being that come from trusting deeply, from feeling safe, from being connected to and guided by your deep knowing, your wise self, your higher self. Download now from the causal body of Source patterns of perfection for ease, harmony, abundance, prosperity, kindness, allowing, attracting, receiving, and manifesting in this physical reality all that you could want and choose. Download now from the causal body of Source patterns of perfection for freedom. Freedom from judgment and criticism. Patterns for acceptance and delight. And now let's begin with our list of patterns to transform and transmute negative emotions. And I'm guided now by the Hawkins Scale, the map of consciousness created by David Hawkins in his book Power versus Force. Just allow your other than conscious mind to load into your sphere all the wrongs that you think that you have committed, all the times, the memories of when you were judged or criticized, or when you judged and criticized yourself. Just allowing your I Am presence to pinpoint those times when you were out of alignment with your divine ideal blueprint, your soul signature, the magnificence of your true essence. Now, whether you've experienced the frequency of the emotion because of a point of view that you have, or whether because of a belief you've inherited from your biological ancestors, whether you've adopted a point of view in significant relationships or through a resonance with your soul lineage aspects, whatever the root cause of the energetic resonance in your experience, we're going to delete, destroy, uncreate, transform, transmute, across all time, space, worlds, dimensions, and realities. Shame in all its masks. Self-doubt in all its many masks. Patterns of judging yourself, criticizing yourself, second-guessing yourself, holding yourself to impossible standards, expecting yourself to be perfect. Embarrassment about anything you've ever done. When were all the times you felt embarrassed or humiliated? We're clearing out guilt. And again, if you have thoughts and memories that surface, place them in your sphere. Patterns of apathy, just not wanting to show up and champion yourself. Grief, fear of losing someone you love. Fear of losing yourself. The pain that comes from not being seen or heard or understood. And any other frequency of fear. We're going to transform and transmute the energy of wanting and needing, all of those egoic emotions which are in contrast to the feeling states of your higher self, those expansive states that feel wonderful. We're clearing all the frequency of anger, fear, resentment, bitterness, confusion, overwhelm, anxiety, panic, feelings of not being good enough, feeling foolish, any other emotion, memory, pattern that comes to mind for you, place it in your sphere. We're asking that these be transmuted, transformed, from every cell and between your cells, and from the space between the atoms, the particles, the waves, asking that this energy be transmuted. And in fact, let's invoke the violet flame to transmute all energies at a frequency lower than 528 hertz. Asking for this transformation and transmutation all the way down through to the level of pure awareness. Transforming and transmuting, feeling like situations and circumstances or relationships are too hard to deal with, are too much for you, feelings of loneliness and isolation, or that no one cares, or no one understands. Fears that you'll be left, or that you're alone, or betrayed, or abandoned. Fears that you aren't safe and can never be safe. Fears that it's not safe to trust your intuition, your deep knowing, your inner guidance. Fears that you must always be in control of yourself and others and circumstances. Now go ahead and consciously add anything that's emerged into your awareness and just intend it into the dot in the center of your sphere now. And what's happening next is that we're going to gather up possibilities for even deeper transformation. And we're going to get patterns from your divine network. And with the eye of your heart, hold your sphere in your hands and turn and step with me now through a doorway into your sacred room. In this room, through the power of intent and the song of your heart, are gathered at the I Am Presence level every being with whom you've made a connection directly or indirectly. Hold your sphere out to them and invite them to place into the sphere from every level of their consciousness, known and unknown, all patterns and frequencies that are out of alignment with the perfected divine blueprints that we have downloaded as part of this exercise, and just know that it's so. Allow yourself to notice what you're experiencing. Know that your sphere has the capacity to hold everything. One client of mine mentioned that her sphere was like a black hole, everything being compressed into a very small space. Go ahead now and thank those beings in your divine network, perhaps bowing in gratitude for the connections that you've made. Holding your sphere, turn with me now back through the doorway. And for our conclusion, imagine a screen floating in front of you. Know that on that screen has been loaded every tool I have available to me in the SVH modality, as well as any other modality. Know that I continuously update the screens when I do my daily meditation, so there's something new for you each time you do this exercise. And just reach up now and place your sphere onto the screen also. We're clearing every frequency from cellular memory that resonates at less than 528 hertz, knowing that your I Am presence will guide this process to the level of your potential and what is safe and appropriate for you. Know that if I've offered any process or protocol that's out of alignment with your divine ideal, that your I Am presence has either deleted it or edited it so that it's now perfect for you. So again, the screen floating in front of you, and whether or not you see anything on the screen, know that all the information is being reflected from my I Am presence to your I Am presence. And now ask Source if it is in divine alignment for Source to implement everything on the screen for you in divine timing. And when you sense that it is, and you will, because Source will only do that which supports you, go ahead and think or say yes in order to exercise your free will and accept these gifts. And in that moment, Source implements everything in divine timing. And as you do that, I'll be offering a copy of everything back to your divine network. And now to complete your experience, intend to draw into your body and being now from above your head beautiful honey gold light that is your soul essence. The essence of you which resonates at unconditional love and higher at 528 hertz and above. Just inviting and allowing your essence to fill in all those places and spaces in your body and being that are now available because of the transformations and transmutations that you just experienced. And invite any and all parts of your psyche that are younger than your current age and have been associated in any way with what we've cleared in this part of our program to come forward in time now so they can integrate and have full and complete access to all of your wisdom, skill, capabilities, all that you know how to have, do, and be. Imagine bringing the energy of these parts in through your heart and allowing the newly grown up essence to flow down to the tips of your toes and rise to the top of your head, flowing across your shoulders, down your arms, to the tips of your fingers, anchoring in safely, securely and permanently into every cell in your body and facet of your being. Take another deep breath now, and let's do our concluding calibration. Simply ask, regarding my relationship with myself, regarding my levels of self-love and self-acceptance, where am I now, 0 to 12? I think you'll be surprised and delighted to compare this calibration with the one you did at the very beginning of this program. Also know that one of the reasons that I recommend people choose the Be Set Free Fast Cue All Clear is that guides your subconscious. And within the Serenity modality, there are trigger processes that are accessed by use of the words all clear. So we have combined two of my favorite modalities to really construct and create a simple yet very powerful tool for you. There's no need to tap unless you want to. There's no need to do anything because you now have in place a tool that accesses your other than conscious mind on all levels, known and unknown, and dissolves the root causes of other than optimum experiences in the moment that you notice them and intend to shift them. So thank you for accompanying me on this journey. I'm grateful for your presence in my life. If I can support you in any way, please do let me know. And if you would like to take this work deeper, and you might have an interest in exploring my one-on-one 90-day mentoring program, I'd be delighted if you filled out an application for a complimentary discovery session. So if that resonates for you, and when you're ready, know that it would be my honor and desire to support you. How does it get any better than this? What else is possible? What grand and glorious adventures await you? I'm going to add now the music so that you can have a few moments of reflection. As you listen to the music, allow yourself to come back to conscious awareness, ready for the next step in your day or evening. And until our paths cross again, journey well.